Welcome back to The Scoop, the podcast about everything Wingspan. Hi, I'm Athena Tsang, one of the editor-in-chiefs, and today we are continuing our segment of talking to different reporters about what they're doing after high school. Today we have Alex Trevino, our trivia host, so let's get right into it. So Alex, what are you doing after Wingspan in high school?
After high school... Wow, this is a question that's been asked a lot at like every family reunion.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've gotten into a habit of answering. So I'll give you something substantial. My plan is to go to a 4-year college, mainly UNT, because I got accepted. I do want to transfer out maybe after 2 years to go to a different college like A&M or UT to pursue engineering, which do have better programs for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now I'm just playing it by ear. Still have to talk to counselors and everything. I'm in the process of setting up my education coming up by getting my classes started and getting a roommate, which I hope is normal.
Yeah. Are you excited or are you like nervous?
I'm actually really nervous because I've been like in this system for 4 years and I've just grown so accustomed to it that like in college it's more like self dependent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on this strict schedule in high school forever, and so with classes on different days and different times, you know, it's just I gotta like pay more attention.
No, I totally get it. I feel like it's like a whole different like course load as well. Like it's,
of course, yeah. Especially like going into a major like engineering, I feel like that's just going to weigh down a lot of like what I have to do.
Yeah, I think it definitely is like it's very time consuming, but I think it's very exciting. I don't know. At least for me, I think it's a big step, but at the same time, I'm really excited for it. Like, I'm always a little nervous for change, but I think it's going to bring like a lot of new opportunities and like for like career and education wise. And even just like socially, like you get to meet a bunch of people who are interested in the same thing that you are.
Yeah, that is what I'm excited about. Meeting new people for the first time in 4 years, because you know I've stuck with the same friend groups around, and of course I'm grateful for them, but venturing out into this new experience is what I'm really looking forward to.
Right. So my plans for next year, I'm gonna head to UT for journalism, and like we're both staying in Texas, so that's fun. So what are you most looking forward to, and then what are you least looking forward to?
Least, man, professors. It's so hit or miss that I've seen on Rate My Professor.
Right.
If you're not getting a good one, there's a good chance you got a miserable semester.
Right.
My favorite, probably leaving home, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I've always looked forward to because, you know, staying close to home is like pretty nice for me, but you know, a change would be nice. I've been at the same job for like the past year and a half. I've been at the same house, you know.
Right.
I'm just looking for new people at like in the dorm rooms and, you know, like just new things.
Right. That's all very exciting. Well, that's all we have for you guys this week. Tune in for next week to talk to another reporter. Bye, guys.